Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A letter grade of a D. That's what Michigan gets for our infrastructure, which is hardly a surprise considering the way funding has been drying up. But are we in for some serious problems if we don't address these issues? To discuss that, I'm joined by Ron Brinke. He's the executive director of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which issued the report and the grade on our infrastructure. Welcome to the program, Ron. Hopefully you're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can. Okay. Welcome to the show. A D, you know, if I remember correctly, that basically is an unacceptable grade, although it somehow qualifies as passing. How are we managing to continue operating our communities or in our economies if our infrastructure is so poor?
Well, and that's the real problem. You know, our productivity is definitely not going to keep up with other states. The delays that people experience, the business community, we're not going to attract business to the state. We're not gonna, even the people that are here can't be efficient when their shipments are being delayed. They're being damaged because of the roads. Their truck fleets are being damaged. It's just common sense that we can't let something we've invested so much money in just deteriorate.
You know, it seems every summer in Michigan we see road construction everywhere, especially on the highways. It appears at least that the highways are being taken care of. I mean, how did we come up with this grade of a D for our larger infrastructure?
Well, we assembled a panel of civil engineers, professional engineers, and they spent the better part of 2 years studying our Michigan infrastructure. We talked to local communities, we talked to the state departments, and we, you know, they have come a long ways with the use of asset management techniques to travel our roads and look at all of our infrastructure. So they've got a pretty good inventory of what we have and what condition it's in. And after all the evaluation of looking at what we have, we gave the infrastructure a D, which I don't think anybody who has a child who comes home with a D has a report card is going to be too happy.
So when you talk about this grade and when we talk about infrastructure, are we talking primarily about our roads then?
Well, we graded all of our infrastructure. Roads was a big part of it, but we also graded the wastewater collection systems, stormwater, aviation, drinking water, dams, and energy. So, you know, we looked at as many different areas as we could, and the overall cumulative average of all of these was a D. I think the highest grade of anything received was a C, which still isn't that spectacular.
What can communities really do? I know that local municipalities are all facing cuts, and in fact, they now acknowledge that they can't repair some roads because the money just isn't there. I mean, is there anything that can be done knowing that things are this bad?
Well, I think we have to start small, and we have to take baby steps, but we have to look long-term. And, you know, the deterioration of these facilities it's not a straight line. Roads, for instance, we talk a lot about roads. Roads deteriorate slowly, and then they drop off. And if you don't maintain them and do the necessary incremental maintenance improvements, you don't extend the life of those roads. So, you know, and that goes with the other infrastructure as well. So I think you have to take small steps, but you have to start thinking about it now. You can't wait 10 years down the road when everything is completely in shambles and start putting money into it then. You have to take incremental steps and start improving it.
I'm talking to Ron Brinke. He's the executive director of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which issued a report that gave Michigan a D as a letter grade for our infrastructure. I can't help but think that some areas, some municipalities and cities have a much better infrastructure than others. I mean, if you've ever driven through Detroit, you know that it can be a hell on your vehicle. Did you find that some cities were in fact much better off than others? And is this kind of an average grade ultimately?
That's correct. It's an average overall grade, and you're right. Some some communities, they put a higher importance on their infrastructure, and they've raised the funds and spent the money to make sure they're everything is in good shape. But other communities, we've lost population. We've got a double whammy that's happening in the state. Number one, the revenues for transportation are way down, and for the other drinking water and water and sewer projects, because people are driving less and they're driving more fuel efficient cars. So our revenues are down, and the cost to repair infrastructure has gone up. Price of asphalt and fuel have skyrocketed, so your dollar isn't going as far.
Mm-hmm. Well, Governor Rick Snyder is expected to propose a local vehicle registration fee to raise funds for local roads or public transit during his address on infrastructure, which is set for tomorrow. Do you think that adding fees of this kind is the best way to raise the necessary funds?
Well, I think it's probably going to take a host of different options that make sense, for each community or for the entire state. Registration fees is certainly one advantage to that is that regardless of fuel efficient cars or electric hybrids, registration fees will be a steady income. I think the revenue from registration fees have held a lot better over the long term than fuel. So I think it's definitely could be one solution.
In terms of the cost for a state like Michigan, I mean, is it a lot more money to keep up our infrastructure when you compare the climate we have here versus that of southern states that may not have the deterioration rate that we have?
No question about it. Our freeze-thaw cycles are very, very harmful to the roads. Obviously, states in the south don't have those freeze-thaw cycles. Especially in the spring when it warms up and all that water seeps into the cracks, and then at night it goes down below, freezing, and that water expands and busts out the cracks, and that happens over and over and over again during the fall and during the spring. So absolutely, it definitely costs more in Michigan.
And finally, we hear a lot about the problems of crumbling and unsafe bridges across the country. Is that a particular concern here in Michigan?
I think so, absolutely. In light of what happened in Minnesota, where people were actually killed when that bridge collapsed, we certainly don't want to have that happen here in Michigan. And we've got a great percentage of our bridges that are structurally deficient. So I think it has to be a priority.
Well, and certainly the governor will be addressing that tomorrow, because it sounds like we know the problem and we just need the funds to fix it. Ron Brenke, he's the executive director for the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers. Thank you very much for joining me, Ron.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Now,